It was April 12th when a woman boarding one of the newer trains had the door close on her hand before being tossed under the train. Fortunately, she survived, and Muni temporarily stopped using the suspect rear doors. Muni acting transit director Julie Kirschbaum tells us attempts to recreate this safety problem, unfortunately, were successful on Monday.
In some instances, both our own mechanics and the car manufacturer was able to replicate a hand getting stuck in the door.
So now the sliding rear train doors will remain closed until a fix is designed. These doors are important to disabled riders, and so the plan is to keep the front single panel door in operation because it's right next to the train operator, who will be instructed to keep his or her eyes open for a problem. This issue comes as a surprise, Muni saying these complex new doors were tested for 6 months before they were actually installed on the new trains. In San Francisco, Tim Ryan, KCBS.